What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Hour number three begins on a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and that big, beautiful bill got by the Senate. They got it done. But now, still, you got the Rules Committee, you got the House. Then I guess the Senate will have the final, I guess, one more go through. I don't know. I mean, just a couple of things I think they have to button up. But I say it like it's simple. We shall see. Apparently, the spending bill excludes roughly 1.4 million illegal immigrants from the nation's Medicaid program. Despite a widely misunderstood vote on the Senate floor, yesterday there were a lot of rumors floating around about the ban on Medicaid for illegal aliens being stripped from the bill. Senator Eric Schmidt out of Missouri, the Republican, posted on X, "Thankfully, that's not true. It's very much in the bill we just passed. The vote is an economic blow to blue state leaders in 14 states who subsidize families of illegal immigrants to help inflate their consumer and real estate economies. For example, adult migrants get health care aid via Medicaid funding in sanctuary states like California, New York, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, Oregon, Washington State, and even in GOP-led Utah. We're not talking about a few bucks here," Schmidt said. "This could cost blue states tens of billions of dollars. A lot of these states have serious budget concerns already. They're going to have to choose between their addiction to mass migration and averting financial collapse. That means blue states are left with a choice. Either send your illegal immigrants home or you're going to be paying their bills yourself. It's easy when you're doing it on the American taxpayers' dime. It's a lot tougher when it's coming from your own constituents." Oh, wow. Oh, man. They are going to be spitting mad on that one. "The provision will make little difference to the many hardworking younger illegal migrants, but it will raise the pressure on elderly migrants and poor families to return to their home countries. The exit of migrants to their home countries will help ordinary Americans by nudging up wages and reducing rental costs."
Nice.
"It also helps Americans by pressuring companies to upgrade workplaces and by pressuring cautious politicians to enact much-needed but painful reforms in education, productivity, drug policy, housing, and health care. For years, politicians have avoided these decisions while allowing interest groups to profit from millions of low-wage migrants." And Senator Schmidt explained why many people mistakenly believe the Senate voted to preserve Medicaid for illegals. And he said, you know, here's where the rumor came in. "During the Votorama, an amendment banning Medicaid for illegal migrants was voted down. The clip of that vote started circulating online, and folks took that to mean that the provision had been stripped from the bill altogether. But that's just one of the many messaging amendments designed to force Democrats to vote against specific provisions. In this case, a ban on some Medicaid funding for illegal aliens who commit heinous crimes, getting it put on the record. It was meant to show the public how radical they are. Yeah, and it has done that. And now President Trump is urging the House Republicans. He's called on them to support the Senate-passed version of the Big Beautiful Bill as it heads back to the House for final passage. And on True Social, he said, almost all of our great Republicans in the United States Senate have passed our one big beautiful bill. It is no longer a House bill or a Senate bill. It is everyone's bill. There is so much to be proud of, and everyone got a major policy win. But the biggest winner of them all will be the American people,
nice,
who will have permanently lower taxes, higher wages, and take-home pay, secure borders, and a stronger and more powerful military. Additionally, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security benefits are not being cut, but are being strengthened and protected from the radical and destructive Democrats by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse from those programs. Right on.
Nice.
And he's calling for Republicans to unite and get this thing done. Another major victory. If you're not too tired of winning, I catch my breath here.
Nah, we're not tired of winning.
Nope.
Yeah.
This was big. I mean, this was huge when it came out yesterday. And it's still a big story. The University of Pennsylvania has agreed to apologize for allowing infamous transgender college swimmer Leah Thomas to compete on the women's team. This will resolve their Title IX violations. In a press release on Tuesday, Department of Education announced that the university has entered into a resolution agreement to comply with Title IX. This was part of the Education Amendments, Title IX, 1972. The Department of Education explained that UPenn would, quote, restore to female athletics, all individual UPenn Division I swimming records, titles, or similar recognitions which were misappropriated by male athletes allowed to compete in female categories. UPenn will also send a personalized letter of apology to each impacted female swimmer. They'll also issue a public statement to the university's community explaining that it will comply with Title IX and will not be allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. You know, isn't it sad that this is what it's taken? Pressure from the Trump administration, pressure to defund, pressure that these universities were going to be sued under Title IX, and they should be, but it never should have gotten to that point.
Right.
How can these people, these eggheads with these huge brains, be so completely ignorant and stupid on the issue of gender and who you think you are? Really? Do you have classes in psychiatry? And I'm not trying to be facetious or joking here, but there's something amiss when you think you're a different gender than what you truly are. There's something amiss. We shouldn't be afraid to say that. I'm not saying it in a hurtful way. Just like if somebody looked in the mirror and they were convinced that they were fat. They were convinced of it.
Yep.
Even though you showed them a scale, they stood on a scale and they weighed 89 pounds. And yet still they believe they're fat. They're trying to get on a treadmill and they're making themselves throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And you should just stand by and say nothing or maybe applaud them. Right?
That'd be the last thing you'd
do. Or agree with them. Hey.
No.
Hey, you're skinny. You look great. 5 more pounds, you'd look even better.
No.
No, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. You don't think these things of kind of placating people that have these issues, you don't think that there is a danger to that? And the sad part is, you know, to a lot of this stuff, you know, suicide is a, you know, kind of a very close relative of this, you know, gender
dysphoria.
Yeah.
But what we're told is, oh, if you don't do what they feel they need, you are going to cause them to commit suicide. That's how. Look, if you've already got a mental issue you're dealing with, don't blame everybody else if they commit suicide because they're not playing along with their game. They need help.
And remember, when it comes to rights, we have individual rights. They're not,
sure.
Well, women have rights, men have rights. No, just individual rights.
Yeah.
But your rights end where they start to step on the toes of someone else's rights. And that's precisely what was taking place in women's athletics.
Yep.
It's exactly what was taking place. Now, I'm glad some cooler heads, smarter people are finally starting to prevail on this. And I don't think it'll be long before other universities kind of get in line. But it does make you question. Now, just remember all the people that push this kind of garbage, the lefties, that they're mixed in with socialists and communists. They're anti-family. They're anti-children. And they're anti-American. And I don't think that's too strong of a statement.
Well, look at all the ways they're trying to break down traditional families, traditional America, and American rights. At every step, they're trying to break us down.
Well, one guy who was head of an LGBTQ pride group was going to make it his life's mission to destroy J.K. Rowling because she didn't go along with that kind of thing, and she believed in women's rights and, you know, separate athletics, etc. Well, that guy, he just got sentenced to 30 years in jail for child rape in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Still a lot to talk about, and still Trump is winning, and that means you and I, we are winning. America, getting better every day. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You either love them or you're deranged.
I like that.
8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here on what I'm calling a very happy hump day Trump day.
Oh, yeah.
As Trump continues to win, that means we all win. And we celebrate Independence Day coming up in just a couple of days. The countdown begins. Wait a second. What's this? 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Now, what's this about a federal judge blocking Trump's immigration policy? Whoa, 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 whoa. I just thought we just went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says
yeah.
Smack, slap.
Yes.
Yeah, smack,
just like that.
Slap,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Whip.
Yes.
Stop it, you judges. You don't have that kind of authority. But it's not stopping them from trying. Apparently, I just saw this. A federal judge shot down the Trump's administration efforts to end temporary protection status for over 520,000 Haitian immigrants currently living in the U.S. The TPS designations for Haitians was expected to expire on August 3rd, with termination to become effective September 2. But the U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan in Brooklyn rejected those plans on Tuesday, saying Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem did not follow a timeline and instructions mandated by Congress to reconsider TPS designations for Haitians. In his decision, Judge Cogan wrote, Secretary Noem does not have statutory or inherent authority to partially vacate a country's TPS designation. Doing so, he added, made her actions unlawful. Plaintiffs are likely to, and indeed do, succeed on the merits. He went on to say Haitians' interest in living and working in the U.S. far outweigh potential harm to the U.S. government. That being said, the government is still able to freely enforce immigration laws and terminate TPS status as established by Congress. So we'll see how this unfolds. Now, a DHS spokesperson said Friday before this ruling that the decision to end TPS ensures the status is in fact only temporary, but also restores the integrity of the U.S. immigration system. They said the environmental situation in Hawaii has improved enough that it is safe for Haitian citizens to return home. We encourage these individuals to take advantage of the department's resources in returning to Haiti, which can be arranged through the CBP Home app. Haitian nationals may pursue lawful status through other immigration benefit requests if eligible. Huh. So again, a judge was able to slap down what would have been occurring otherwise. And again, this will be another issue where we have to see how it plays out. But for the judge to say that the Haitians' interests in living and working in the U.S. far outweigh potential harm to the U.S. government.
That's crazy.
Well,
that's just crazy.
And again, potential harm to the government. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What about potential harm to people, to residents, to adults, to children, to business owners, to everyone?
Oh, citizens, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, those pesky citizens getting in the way.
And look, that doesn't address whether they're, you know, good or bad or anything else.
No.
It just simply says, how can you say that their interest? Well, listen. Here you go. Here's the perfect dynamic. A United States judge is more concerned about Haitians' interests than about the U.S. government or the American citizens' interests.
But isn't that the pattern we've seen?
Well, absolutely. But this is like a very direct, easy to digest, kind of an obvious scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly he said it. He said Haitians' interests in living and working in the U.S. far outweigh potential harm to the U.S. government.
Wow.
Or its people.
Hmm.
How do you know that? How do you know it far outweighs it? Again, and I thought the Supreme Court slapped them all down, but apparently they're going to continue to do this. They're going to continue to look for any little hook, any little loophole, anything that they can do. Now, sources at DHS have told Fox News that they are encouraging Haitians living in the U.S. with TPS to use the CBP home application to secure a safe departure home and offering a complimentary plane ticket and a $1,000 exit bonus. Congress created TPS as part of the Immigration Act of 1990 with the intention of allowing residents of countries who have faced war, disasters, or other unsafe and extraordinary conditions to find refuge in the U.S. Not a bad idea. The program has the ability to be extended in increments of 18-month periods. The Trump administration has been pressing to roll back TPS designations to fulfill a campaign promise to strengthen the border and deport many illegal immigrants who cross the border under former President Joe Biden's administrations. All right. So we'll have to see how this plays out. And there's still plenty of people that somehow think that ICE, they're the bad guys, and they want to protect illegals, even if they're what? Rapists, murderers, and what have you? It's crazy. A much-touted protest of President Trump's efforts to conduct mass deportation operations drew less than 75 attendees.
Wow, where was this? Like
San Antonio, Texas.
Well, that's not Podunk, Iowa.
No.
That's a good-sized city there.
They could only get 75 people to attend.
Wow.
And
that's embarrassing.
And I wrote a little note next to the story. It said, what? No Rent-A-Mob available?
Oh, well, maybe they were all just worn out from all those No King protests.
But, I mean, they have a population of 1.5 million residents to draw from. So you'd think there'd be a few more there.
That's pretty abysmal.
Well, I think that it also sort of, you know, shines a little bit of a light on how organic or grassroots these kinds of the folks that are unhappy,
right,
and exercising, as long as they're peaceful, they're exercising their rights in protest. But it seems to me that it is true that most of them are rent-a-mobs, and they're being paid, and nobody was paying that day, so nobody showed up. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up at 9:05, we're going to talk to Ed Bilarski from GRU. 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Wow, he does a brilliant robot on the dance floor. Oh, no, wait. No. That's
what?
Footage of Joe Biden. My bad.
Oh, wow.
It's,
Wow. Bam.
Yeah.
Too soon?
No. It's 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I want to make sure that you remember the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Things that are very important to you, like the general manager of GRU, Ed Bilarski, is going to be on the show coming up in about 30 minutes. And you might want to know a little bit about the past, the present, and the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I brought my bill in. I'm going to see if I can get a little rebate on that while he's here.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
I hope that goes well for you. I mean, Ed's such a nice guy. He might just, take care and pay it out of his own personal account.
Just because he likes me, right?
Yeah. No, because he makes a ton of money.
And he should.
Yeah, it's a tough job.
I wouldn't want that job.
It is a difficult job if you're doing it right.
Yes.
It's an easy job if you're just slacking and letting the city goofballs run the show. But he's not. He's in charge. A former Democrat insider revealed who the puppet masters were who allegedly ran the Biden White House and even likened it to elder abuse. Lindy Lee, a former Democrat National Committee fundraiser and National Finance Committee member, talked to Fox News Digital and said that many in the White House actually ran the operations for the 46th president. Lee spoke as the House Oversight Committee started questioning former President Joe Biden's cabinet members about the alleged cover-up of his mental decline. Biden is definitely complicit, but there were a lot of people behind him, like puppet masters. And she referred to former First Lady Joe Biden. Very much knew what she was doing. What she did was absolutely elder abuse. There's no question in my mind that came from Lindy Lee. They deny the cover-up, but I had a front-row seat watching it happen. People like Anthony Bernal. I saw him running the White House like he was in charge, like he was king, she said. It's just so amazing now to see him dodge a subpoena and completely dodge accountability. He can run, but he can't hide. His name is going to go down in infamy forever. Bernal had confirmed his appearance for a voluntary transcribed interview before the committee on June 26th, but after the White House's counsel office informed him it was waiving executive privilege for the Oversight Committee's investigation, he refused to appear. Oh, no executive privilege? I can't get away with what I think I'm getting away with? Lindy Lee said that Bernal, who also served as the First Lady's chief of staff, followed Jill around like a dog. While Bernal's apparent power grab coincided with Joe Biden's growing role in the Biden White House, Lee added that he ran the East Wing more than the West Wing. Lee said that the White House Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed, Counselor Steve Ricchetti, and senior advisors Anita Dunn and Mike Donilon also ran the White House. The former DNC fundraiser said Neera Tanden, Biden's former domestic policy advisor, played an intricate role in using the auto pen when Biden was manifestly unqualified and unable to prosecute the duties of the office. That's pretty detailed. That's pretty sharp-edged. I think it's probably very, very accurate. Now, what are you going to do about it? And why are they rehashing this? We all saw the degradation of his capabilities, of Biden's capabilities when he held office. We saw it with our own eyes. Well, here's the problem. I mean, you've got to try to put things in place so that this kind of thing cannot happen in the future. You know, there always is a concern that you're going to have a president that, for whatever reason, becomes incapacitated. But in this case, they were quite happy that his capacities were limited. That's very dangerous. These are not people that were elected. But they have certainly grabbed a whole lot of power, presidential level power, and the power of the auto pen. So what are you going to do to the folks that may be involved in this? And what are you going to do moving forward to try to prevent something like this from occurring again? Remember, there were a lot of people, power players, that wanted Biden really to run again. They thought, heck yeah, four more years where we run the show and Puppet Boy just sits there with a dumb look on his face.
Can you imagine what could have been done? How, I mean, look what they did in 4 years.
Yes.
So, wow.
Look what they did in 4 years. I mean, really, the borders would still be wide open. How many more millions would have already poured in? How many more benefits would they have already been receiving? How much higher would the crime rate be?
They'd be shoving electric cars up our tailpipes.
So to speak, because electric cars don't really have tailpipes. But I get what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
I guess we still have tailpipes. Exhaust manifold is, you know, what some might call it. Mm. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was it's damning information. Nothing shocking about it at all. But she put it together in a pretty concise way. And she named pretty much all the names that right from the beginning people said, this is a list of people who were probably usurping some of that power. And it's those same people that she named, and Jill being really toward the top of that list. But yeah, it was Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed, Steve Ricchetti, Anita Dunn, Mike Donilon. I've heard those names over and over again.
And so, a lot of people really just, I mean, I think a lot of Americans, at least thinking Americans, they don't trust Jill. I mean, she was power hungry, money hungry, and was just milking it for everything she could.
I said a long time ago when Biden was running and back in the 20 race, and I said, it's clear that he's in decline. Now, you have no idea whether that's going to be, you know, is going to decline at a very rapid pace or not. But he was already, you could tell, impacted by, you know, the toll that age and those things take on some people. Earlier and worse than others. But I said it then. I go, why would you put your husband out there with the thought that at any time he could really just literally draw a blank or to say many things that didn't quite make sense? Why would you do that? Why would you put him in that kind of position? And the only thing you can think of is she did it because she had her own interests. She had her own interests at stake and didn't, frankly, care. And that's where this Lindy Lee comes up with calling it elder abuse. Yeah. It's, I just want people to remember, these Democrats, they're the same ones that lied about the border.
Yep.
They lied about, you know, Joe Biden and his mental cognitive ability. They lied about that. They lie, really honestly, about everything. And one of the reasons why they do that is because if they told the truth, the American people wouldn't accept their policies, frankly. So they have to lie a little bit, put a little glaze over here, a little sugar coating over there. A teaspoon of sugar helps the medicine go down. The American people are stupid. We know better. We've got to have our way. We can't tell the American people the truth because, well, they're too silly to understand that, you know, Karl Marx was a great man. Really what it comes down to. You've got a major senior military advisor to the Iranian Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This major general on Monday claimed Iran was capable of far more devastating retaliatory strikes against the U.S. and Israel than it has been able to launch thus far. And Iran is ready to attack targets beyond the Middle East if necessary. Isn't it a little early to be in the saber-rattling business if you're Iran? Huh? Isn't it just a tad bit too soon?
Oh, it's too soon.
Should they begin a new round of aggression, Iran will start a new round of retaliation that will exceed their expectations. Now, is he saying that really to the world, or is he really saying it as part of the propaganda machine internally for the Iranian people to somehow believe that the Iranian government and the clerics at the top still maintain, you know, a vast amount of power and the ability to do devastating things?
Right.
I think that probably has more to do with it than anything. You know, it's the big talk. They talk tough. The general claimed Iran knows the infrastructures, bases, and forces of its enemies across the Middle East, clearly alluding to the sort of terror attacks Iran's proxies in Iraq used to routinely launch against bases housing American troops. Well, look, to think that Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, they've been devastated, but I'm sure there's a ragtag bunch of them, you know, who for some food and a job will continue to promote terrorism and to engage in terrorist activities. But by and large, man, they have been really, really weakened. So we'll see. I think it's just saber rattling. I think it's done for internal purposes to try to keep the supreme leader in power. Yep. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It's 8:45. You know we have a special guest coming in. Ed Bilarski, the general manager of GRU. We're going to talk to him coming up in just a few minutes right here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. There's a lot of big stories. Big, beautiful bill. You've got some gun rights, expansion of gun rights, the way they should be, Second Amendment stuff. And you've also got that big lawsuit that Trump had. Listen to this. Welcome, by the way. It is 8:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to talk to General Manager and CEO Ed Bilarski of GRU and find out a little bit from the past, what currently is taking place, what the future looks like, and we'll include all that. Paramount and CBS agreed to pay President Donald Trump a sum that could reach north of $30 million to settle the president's election interference lawsuit against the network. Now, Trump's not pocketing this money.
Right.
He will receive about $16 million up front. So once you pay off the legal fees, the cost of the case, the rest will go to contributions to his future presidential library, also possibly charitable causes, and those would be determined by Trump himself.
Nice. I like that.
So he's not trying to put money in his pocket, and that wasn't his intent.
But we keep being told he just ran for president for the money. Is that a joke or what?
It really is. I mean, people say the most absurd things, and that certainly is one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it for the money. He's doing it to profit. Yeah, because he went in there as a poor man. He never saw the inside of a luxury plane, let alone own one.
With his name on it.
Never saw, never played on the top golf courses around the world, but
owns them.
He owns several of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so, it's so absurd. This man is a patriot who is giving of himself to the benefit of all of us. And the fact that some people can't see it, it clearly shows that it's a type of derangement. It truly is.
Uh-huh.
But so anyway, the big money they're going to have to pay out. And quite frankly, it's because they were in the wrong. They were in the wrong. Now, they're not going to acknowledge they were in the wrong. Yeah, in fact, CBS noted they're not acknowledging any journalistic wrongdoing with the settlement, but they're settling nonetheless.
Okay.
All right. President Trump did this to slap the lamestream mainstream media down, to punish them for doing wrong, for having such a blatant agenda. I mean, blatant. What were some of the statistics? 95% of all the articles written about Trump were negative?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And the thing is, you know, you could go back 20, 30 years, and there'd be a wink and a nod because, by and large, they've been left of center forever, really, journalists.
Yeah.
There'd be a wink and a nod, and there'd be a little bit of, maybe we went too far. But there is absolutely no shame. They don't know what shame is.
No.
I mean, you catch them blatantly, show them numbers and everything else, and, you know, they don't want to, well, they just don't want to be held accountable for it.
Facts are facts.
No doubt about it. All right, so that was a huge win. It's not that the money means a lot. It was all about principle, mm-hmm. and it's all about slapping down the media and saying, hey, you people need to get it together. And apparently some things are going to change. All right, ABC made some changes. CBS apparently, allegedly, is going to make changes as part of this, and Paramount Global.
Wow. Good.
All right. Tuesday, U.S. District Court judge issued an order granting summary judgment after finding California's provisions barring non-residents from applying for CCW licenses violate the Constitution. Now, the case was called Hoffman versus Bonta, and the plaintiffs include Christopher Hoffman and the Firearms Policy Coalition. This challenged California's ban against issuing concealed carry permits to non-residents. But the judge weighed the ban in light of the Bruin decision in 2022 and found that in order to make the ban stick, California, in effect, is trying to argue that non-residents do not qualify as, quote-unquote, the people. And they are the people. So that is a win for the Second Amendment. And then in South Dakota, another win. Campus carry on public college campuses and technical schools took effect yesterday in South Dakota. Dakota News Now reported the campus carry measure was contained in Senate Bill 100, which the governor, Larry Roden, a Republican, signed.
Imagine being able to protect yourself, even though you're just a mere college student.
Well, anytime that you let the public know that this is a gun-free zone, it hones in on the whack job's brain cells and goes, burp, 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 easy target, kill lots of people.
Uh-huh.
Roden responded to critics of campus carry by saying, quote, there's a lot of concern that we'll see in coming time that is unfounded and that we can get along just right, honoring and respecting our Second Amendment rights the way they were intended. He noted that similar criticisms were leveled against constitutional carry and that none of them proved true. For years and years, law enforcement, there was a lot of wringing of the hands about what could happen with constitutional carry. None of that proved to be true. That was 6 years since we passed that law. Oh, I remember the same thing. We talked about concealed permits in the state of Florida. It's going to be the OK Corral. There's going to be blood in the streets. I mean, I remember every op-ed piece was so totally negative. It's like doom and gloom. It's going to be the wild, wild west. It's going to be just utter craziness. That's all you'll hear is gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could have been further from the truth.
Yep.
And statistically, crime rates and all that stuff drop in a major way.
Always does.
Yep. They noted that the new law allows students, visitors, and school employees to carry concealed on campus if they have an enhanced or restricted enhanced concealed carry permit. Allowable campus carry weapons are not limited to guns, but also include mace and pepper spray, which you'd think is kind of a no-brainer, but apparently not necessarily.
Well, it is still considered a weapon. In fact, a scenario that I was talking to with my wife, she's potentially got some jury duty. And if you are at certain courthouses, you're actually a couple of blocks away from the parking garage. Well, you're showing up early in the morning, getting in a parking garage, walking a couple of three blocks downtown and to get to the courthouse to then stand and wait to get in. But you can't carry any protection because you've got to go into the courthouse.
Yeah.
That whole concept is a problem.
Yes, it is. But you laid it out there perfectly. Hey, Governor Ron DeSantis approved the Florida budget on Monday, but $6.5 million in cuts to Alachua County projects. This was kind of a wish list of things that, you know, sure. Some projects in the county that they were hoping that the state would pay for. And no, but $8.5 million of it that was originally earmarked for Alachua County projects. The governor has, the right line item veto.
Yep.
To knock these things out. But don't worry, Alachua County is still slated to get more than $230 million.
Maybe they can just spend wisely for a change.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thought. Hey, we're going to have the general manager and CEO of GRU, Ed Bilarski, in the studio, on the air with us in just minutes, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.